Back in 2005, the Wyoming legislature set up the Hathaway Scholarship to help make higher education more accessible to Wyoming high school graduates. But data requested by Wyoming Public Radio indicates low-income students aren't reaping the same benefits from the program as their higher-income peers. Our education reporter, Tennessee Watson, takes a look.
Bailey Nowak welcomes me into a tiny office at the University of Wyoming.
Thanks.
Yes.
She coaches students on career skills like interviewing and resume writing. A UW student herself, it's one of two jobs she has to pay for school. She's also been running her own lawn care business since she was 12.
So I'm still mowing, even when it's September. Some of them are wanting me to mow till middle of October.
I first met this 20-year-old go-getter last spring when she was finishing up her associate's degree at Laramie County Community College. I was there working on a story about how more Wyoming college grads could help the state's economy. And Nowak was a shining example of a first-generation college student with big dreams. But her story is also one of missed opportunity. Nowak says she remembers an official presentation on the Hathaway Scholarship back in eighth grade, and she didn't really hear about it again in high school.
The reason I actually found out about the Hathaway is because I applied for LCCC and they asked me, well, do you have a Hathaway? And I said, yeah, maybe.
She scored a 23 on her ACT, well above the state average, but she was 2 points away from a full ride. She says she would have prepared for the test had she known that thousands of dollars were at stake.
Well, shouldn't you have told the juniors prior if it was higher ACT means higher scholarship money? I mean, that would have helped me out.
Nowak would have liked to have known that the Honors Hathaway was the only level that covered 100% of a student's need. The other three levels also provide a merit award, but only cover 25% of a student's need. Data from Wyoming's community colleges and UW indicates that low-income students aren't receiving the honors level Hathaway at the same rate as their higher-income peers. And neither are kids who are the first in their family to go to college.
Yeah, those numbers are quite interesting, to say the least.
That data doesn't surprise Nowak. Looking back, she says her peers from higher-income families were more in the know.
Okay, prime example. My friend, her parents both swam for the University of Wyoming. They prepped her so hard for this ACT. She did nightly studies. She had to go into teachers and all this before her ACT. And I was like, well, why are you doing this? Well, you got to get a certain score. Well, how'd you know? And she goes, well, my parents.
Neither of Nowak's parents went to college. So she didn't have the advantage of a family with insider knowledge. Nowak's twin brother had even less information about the Hathaway.
When he went to go apply for the Hathaway, just in case he went to college, he actually didn't realize some of the standards, I guess, you needed.
He hadn't taken all of the required classes, and without the Hathaway, college felt out of reach. Since high school, he's been stuck in entry-level jobs. If Wyoming is serious about increasing the number of people with advanced degrees, Nowak says educators and policymakers need to make sure all kids have the information they need. Michael Wade from the University of Wyoming agrees.
If we want to increase, you know, the quality of life in our communities, if we want to grow the economy in Wyoming, right, we need to support all students.
Wade runs a program focused on supporting low-income and first-generation college students. He says we need to gather information that helps us understand these disparities.
And not just let it self-select into these students are doing well in Hathaway, these students aren't. These students are doing well in college and graduating, these students aren't. Because I think those gaps, as we've seen, will not close. They'll stay the same or they'll continue to widen.
At UW, only 15% of honors level recipients identified as first generation college students. As the award amounts decrease, the percentage of first gen students increases. The lowest award has 30%, twice as many. That means kids like Nowak aren't getting as much money. But state lawmakers aren't looking at those numbers. They're in control of how the Hathaway Scholarship is evaluated, and nothing in their evaluation looks at how the scholarship is helping underserved populations get better access to higher education. UW trustee Michelle Sullivan says that's harmful to the state.
We as adults have a responsibility to recognize that every kid needs to be seen, and we all have a role to play, counselors, high schools, but also the community in making sure that we're supporting young people in a variety of ways.
Bailey Nowak says that would have made a huge difference for her brother and for her.
I wouldn't probably have to be working to afford to go to school because I would have had school paid for.
She says she'd rather be using that time to be studying and preparing to make a difference in her state. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.